The Great Object of Life, June 9. The Divine Life Giver. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. When Adam came from the Creator's hand, he bore, in his physical, mental, and spiritual nature, a likeness to his Maker. God created man in his own image, and it was his purpose that the longer man lived, the more fully he should reveal this image, the more fully reflect the glory of the Creator. All his faculties were capable of development, their capacity and vigor were continually to increase. Vast was the scope offered for their exercise, glorious the field open to their research. The mysteries of the visible universe, the wondrous works of Him which is perfect in knowledge, invited man's study. Face to face, heart to heart communion with his Maker was his high privilege. Had he remained loyal to God, all this would have been his forever. Throughout eternal ages he would have continued to gain new treasures of knowledge, to discover fresh springs of happiness, and to obtain clearer and yet clearer conceptions of the wisdom, the power, and the love of God. More and more fully would he have reflected the Creator's glory. But by disobedience this was forfeited. Through sin the divine likeness was marred, and well nigh obliterated. Man's physical powers were weakened, his mental capacity was lessened, his spiritual vision dimmed. He had become subject to death. Yet the race was not left without hope. By infinite love and mercy the plan of salvation had been devised, and a life of probation was granted. To restore in man the image of his Maker, to bring him back to the perfection in which he was created, to promote the development of body, mind, and soul, that the divine purpose in his creation might be realized, this was to be the work of redemption. This is the object of education, the great object of life. To honor Christ, to become like Him, to work for Him, is life's highest ambition and its greatest joy.